Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian. And I'd like to welcome everybody back to give everybody a wonderful blessing and a prayer that goes out for everybody. And we send our angels to heal everybody and work with the angels tonight. We're going to pull a card for everybody that'd like to have their card pulled, and then we'll start off with the readings with the charts. So I got my angel oracle cards, and everybody like a reading with the charts. What I use with the pendulum, and we could do like yes and no questions, stuff like that. So what I like to do is I like to welcome everybody back to another night of Astromind 2012, and we can do pull a card for the angels. Anybody like to call in? Let's wait for some callers. We have one caller on the line from the 843, and we're going to go ahead and bring them on in a minute. We're just waiting a little bit for a little bit more callers. People to call in, and I'm going to go ahead and pull like an angel card here in a minute. I'm just grabbing everything here, and then go ahead and do some readings. Let's go ahead and bring the first caller on from the 843, you're on the air with Adrian.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Pooja and I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
And how can I help you tonight?
I'm going through a lot of shifting and a lot of change. I feel like there's positivity coming in, but right now I don't know what it is, and I don't know how it's going to come in or what it is. But right now it feels like I'm just letting go of things.
So you have, what I'm picking up is you're having new energies coming in. Like your aura, you know, like your energy field, but you're not quite sure, like, what that is, or you're just kind of confused, or...
Well, like, I don't, like, everything in my life is just kind of going away, like, all the old things that I've had, like my family's going through a lot right now. The business I started is just kind of starting to plummet a little bit. Something's going on where, like, I'm having to let go of everything that I've created. And so I have a feeling it's because new stuff may be coming in or new people, that kind of stuff. But I don't quite know what it is. So I would love, like, any messages that you can get or, you know, anything.
Well,
like,
that's kind of weird you'd say that because in my chart, my pendulum chart, it talks about new energies coming in, and I didn't know what it meant by that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I kind of have an understanding about it, because what that means is like you said, you have new people coming in or new gifts or whatever the universe is trying to give you, like a gift or something. See, I bought this psychic board. It's called the Psychic Circle, and they only had one left, and the guy that was at the store, he said to me, he said, for some strange reason, they're all selling. And they never used to sell like that because I'm from Salt Lake, Utah, because there's a lot of Mormons here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not into, like, they're not into divination or witchcraft or anything like that. So they kind of judge it. They look at it a different. They look at divination as witchcraft, but there's kind of a difference between witchcraft and divination because the Indians, they did it in different ways. They did it through their cultural beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did it through sun dances and sweat lodges. That's how they used to see their visions. But there's different types of ways to see the future, you know. Some people use dice, what they call the astral dice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use boards. Some people use pendulums. Like, I use the pendulum and the tarot. I never used to be in the pendulum until this is going to sound interesting. I wasn't into that until I met this website that I'm working on. It's called Ornum.com. And I've been learning from this guy. He's a shaman, and he uses a pendulum with these charts. And I didn't know it had charts, so I ordered the charts, and then I started doing it, and I learned from him. See, I adapt quickly. Like, if I see something, I'll adapt to it quickly, even though I was born with a learning disability. But I'll adapt quickly, you know, I'll see it, and then I'll adapt quickly, you know, to what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll recognize it. But when you say new energies, you know, that's kind of where I'm at too, like where all these new energies are coming in, and because we're getting, you know, we're shifting every day, we're shifting in a higher frequency,
mm-hmm.
you know, higher vibration. We vibrate at different frequencies, you know.
Yeah.
Our
so
aura,
is there anything,
you know,
specific that's coming in that you see, like physically? Because physically my life's just kind of completely shifting. Like, I can feel the new energies coming in and all that, but, like, physically, like, my life is completely changing. And I don't really know
Who
they are or what.
Let me do, like, a crossbred with, the angel cards and then kind of give a bigger view of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Do you see, I guess specifically, do you see love coming in? Like a partnership?
Yeah, we're gonna start with the self, and that's you, your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll pull some cards for that. This is your present. This represents the self. And it says, says this situation can be healed gently with love and you've requested, yet there's also a need for your strength and truthfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is called assortiveness. That means like sorting things out. Like in your life, it says there's also a need for your strength and truthfulness with other people involved. We will stand right behind you as you speak your truth, giving your strength and your words. So it shows an angel with a trumpet, like not a trumpet, but a flute.
Mm-hmm.
And because a trumpet looks bigger, but this one looks like a flute. Like she's standing there with the flute, and she's summoning something. So that's kind of like you summoning the new energies in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving you strength. It says you're giving your strength. And it says, this situation can be healed gently with love and strength. Yet there is also a need for your strength and truthfulness with the other people involved. We will stand right behind you as you speak your truth, giving your strength and your guided words. So what I'm getting is that there's some people that needs to hear the truth. And it says to speak your truth, giving you strength and your guided words. So that kind of gives you strength. Like if you speak your truth, that gives you strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other card I pulled is the relationship card. Let's see. So this is the current situation with your higher self. That's the relationship card. It shows an angel on a horse with a sword. And it's saying your primary relationship is with yourself and God, and every other relationship follow from there. To attract and heal and balance a relationship, then struggle more closely with your loving creator. As you feel safe and love within, so shall your other relationships bloom and prosper. So I'm saying is that as you feel love within, it says, so shall others' relationship bloom and prosper. So that means other relationships will bloom and prosper for you.
So you see that coming in, though? Because is that some of the energy that you see coming in?
Yeah, this is the other card for that question. It's saying, this one has to do with acceptance. It says, see yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you'll inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. So what I'm getting is, with this is a picture of the angels flying down from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fairies, like, on the bottom. So the angels are coming down from the heavens and with the elves and the fairies. So what I'm getting is that even though other people may seem different from you, it's saying that you need to accept them, allow them to come into your life, and that doorway will open up for you. So as long as you accept and allow, then it will come in, you know. Because you might have looked at other people differently than you, but if you accept them, then they'll come into your life, you know.
Okay.
This is the obstacle. The next one is the obstacle card that's blocking your flow. It's saying cleanse and detox. Okay. So to break this obstacle, it says you need to cleanse and detox. It says, with great love and respect, we ask you to detox your prigorous, sensitive body at your request. Will help you to develop and lift, offering a way to deal with stress as well as ease any sorrow at shading your old ways. Give care, worries, and concerns to us and feel the beauty of the grace of your newly purified body. So if you can stay away from anything that's toxic to your body, like pop or anything acidic, saying stay away from acids. And so you need to cleanse. You need to cleanse and detox your body. So once you do that, then you'll get rid of the obstacle that's blocking your flow.
Okay.
Now the other one is the card of your hopes and desires. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other card I pull is the fresh air. That means you're going to start fresh. After you cleanse and detox, it says you'll start fresh. And then it says your body needs to refresh it from the overwhelm of air. By grace, plants and flowers, spend time outside today as near Mother Nature as possible. Open your curtains and windows. Refresh your home as well. So what I'm getting from that one is that you need to have more fresh air. You need to get out more and breathe in. as you breathe in, like when you breathe in, like meditation, as you breathe in and exhale, breathe in the energies of the earth and then breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, and let that energy flow through you. And as you do this exercise, I want you to visualize your desires coming in your heart. And that will open up your heart chakra. And that'll give you like a fresh start. This other card is is the past. It says here in the past that you've had some trust issues. Saying here, trustworthy and guidance. It says you received a wonderful idea as an answer to your prayers. This idea is real and trustworthy. You can safely trust and move forward with it from your past, knowing that you are with every step of the way, knowing that the angels are with you every step of the way. Ask for and open to receive support from anything that you need related to this idea. So support and anybody who's willing to support you, like me and any other people that you might come in contact with, the angels ask you to be open to their advice and like their help and guidance. So an example, some people, like, they'll come up to you and they'll say, hey, can I help you with your groceries? You might think, you know, a stranger would be kind of weird, you know, to do that. Or you might think they're just giving or whatever. They're just, you know, they're kind of in a different mood. But what's happening is the angels are saying, you know, trust the angels that they're there every step of the way. So what's happening is they're coming in and they're helping you. But, you know, you might reject them because you might think it's kind of strange, you know. But that's kind of like the angels telling you, you know, don't be afraid to have help from your past, like in your present, you know. So they want you to have more trust and have more guidance in the direction that you're going, you know, like ask for their support, the angels, you know. And then when they do, it says notice, this is the synchronicity about it, it says notice the signs. It says, yes, the signs you've been receiving are heaven sent. We drop feathers, coins, and other signs upon your path to remind you that you're loved and never alone. So you're going to receive some signs from that, messages and things like that when your new relationship comes in, you know. So you might hear a song or
I've been seeing a lot of the energy, and I've been hearing a lot of it, a lot of the songs in my head, but it's been happening for a while now, so I'm wondering if it's, like, finally starting to manifest physically, maybe. But I question.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. But is it what I'm thinking? Is it who I'm thinking it is, or is it someone else?
That would be a yes and no question, so I'd have to look at my pendulum. What's his name?
His name is Vishal.
Okay. Let me check the pendulum and see if that's him.
Because
your question is it who I think it is? And let me see if it's him. And the pendulum is saying, yes, you are correct on that.
Okay, wow. Okay, so he's the one coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
And can you tell me a little bit of information about this person, about his background, or like your relationship with him?
I met him about a year ago, and we were connected right away. And I think he had a huge, like, the first time we kept running into each other. So the first time, and I haven't really spoken to him much. none of that, but it was just a real strong spiritual connection. And so the first time I ran into him, he just kind of looked at me and, like, it was as if he was in shock. And then I just ignored him because I didn't think anything of it. But I was always expecting, like, my soulmate for a long time. I didn't think it was him.
Uh-huh.
And there were times where, like, I would be doing my work and he would, like, almost stalk me for a little bit. Like he'd come show up at my work. And I actually met him through his brother. I went on a date with his older brother and it just didn't work out. But at the time he was dating someone, or I thought he was dating someone. And so every time I met with a brother or every time I met with someone, they always told me he was dating someone or he was with someone for a long time. And I would react to it, you know. So the last time I met him, I couldn't really speak with him because he had that girl around him, and I don't know if it was just a friend or who it was, but, like, it was just hard for me to even speak with him because I finally realized it was probably him, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the guy I was connected with. Like, he has this girl, random girl around him. Like, what does that mean, you know? And so he still kind of has that girl around him right now, but I don't feel like... Something in me tells me that they're not really together, or it's over, or he's moving on, or something like that. But I don't know if it's wishful thinking. I do feel like he's still trading into my life again. Like, I feel his brother coming in and him coming in a little bit. So I don't know, but this time it feels much more open. It's just physically that's not what I'm seeing yet. You know, like, I don't know the story behind it or anything like that. So.
Yeah. You know what I was getting to? You know how you there's some new energies coming in, like you've
mm-hmm.
been feeling different things. Like
mm-hmm.
what I was getting from that detox card is your obstacle. Like in the past, you had some problems in the past. So maybe in your present situation, maybe it has a lot to do with a lot of these new energies coming in and. And as they enter into your body, then that's detoxing your body.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why you're getting different feelings with your body and your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
sense?
I definitely
see clearer. Like, I feel like there's a lot of clearing happening with me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of clarity is coming in, but it's different because it's physically manifesting into something else. And so my main concern and hope is that the man that we were talking about, if he comes in, I feel like he's a large component of what's going on right now. So.
Mm-hmm. And how he's bringing he's bringing new changes in your life, like different feelings and stuff.
Yeah, it feels like different. Support that's coming in that I'm not used to. I'm used to being really strong and that kind of stuff. I'm not used to someone coming in and offering support or help, and he feels very nurturing.
That's why that angel was saying, we're coming in to support you. Remember I told you
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
And how people reject them because they think it's really strange because they're so used to being co-independent that they don't want any outside help or any outside forces to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Okay.
So can you go into that a little bit deeper with this specific male?
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to know about him?
I mean, I just want to know what he's feeling on that side and what's going on. Like, am I correct to think that woman's not there anymore, or like what's happening?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is it's all about trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a hard time trusting our higher self and our psychic abilities, our gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you feel in this situation? Because the charts are bringing up the self. So the reason why I ask that question is because I'm asking you how you feel about the situation. even though I'm the psychic, but I mean, you have psychic ability gifts yourself, but there's a part of you that don't trust.
I mean, I feel like the possibility is open, and he may not be with her anymore. He's ready to move on or something like that. But yeah, everything else that's around him kind of shows me that that's not true. But I don't know. I mean, I know what I feel, and I know the connection's really pure. And I feel a lot of love with it. But, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't know if he's physically ready to manifest it or what's going on with that, or maybe he's on the verge, or maybe he wants to tiptoe, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, maybe he's in transition, that kind of thing. But it's been two to three years, it's actually been 8 years since I've been feeling his energy, but 2 to 3 years since it's really gotten strong. And then this last year, it's been, like, magnified, so... And we were away from each other for a while, too, and it just never went away. So I don't know if he's just now opening up to it or what's going on with him.
Well, your intuition on that is correct. I just checked the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's at 50%, so that's a definite yes. And he has moved on, and he has made some changes. And the feeling that I received from that immediately was a definite yes before I even checked the pendulum, you know.
Yeah, so he's ready
so
now, pretty much.
Yeah, let's look at the relationship compatibility chart and see what that says.
Mm-hmm.
And see if he's ready. Is he ready? Okay, so it is saying yes. Is there any corrections that need to be made before he comes back into her life? And it is saying yes. Okay, so we can do the energy blockages and clearings, but we have to find out what the issue is. And it's bringing up the issues is... That's funny. Because I said, we got to find out what the issues are, and then the pendulum started moving on its own, and it landed on family issues. Is he having family issues?
I don't know if he is, but I'm having huge family issues.
I know everyone does, but I'm just...
Issues.
You are?
Well, like, my parents are in quite a bit of trouble right now, and so it's just, I feel like it's just kind of put a block in my path out of nowhere. And it happened last year too. It happens every time I get close to him. And so I guess that's my question. Will that be resolved on its own?
Let's see. Yeah, it will.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's because you both are twin flames, so that maybe that's why whatever affects your family affects his family, and whatever
mm-hmm.
affects you emotionally will affect him.
Mm-hmm.
And these new energies that are coming in, they will affect a lot of the twin flames too, not just soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
So
this,
if you two are twin flames...
That...
Go ahead.
But him coming in will help probably that situation too, right? So it's not completely blocking it. It's just, it's not blocking it, is it? Like blocking it like it's not going to happen because of it, or he might be having some
family
issues.
You mean the family issues?
Huh?
That would be a good question to ask the pendulum. So let's ask if, I never thought about that. Is this the issue that is blocking the flow of energy with the family issues? That's why I'm asking the pendulum that question. And it is saying, yes, it is. That's part of it.
But is it on my end or on his end?
Is it on his end? It's on both.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. When I think of 50%, I think of the scale, which is the Libra.
Mm-hmm.
and that means half and half. So that means it would be his issue and your issue.
Mm-hmm.
But you balance each other out. So in other words, both of your families' energies need to be cleared. Does this have to do with the detox or whatever? I'm just asking. Clearing,
yeah.
Cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so do you still see him kind of coming though, or showing up?
Yeah, he's still coming. It's showing he's still coming.
Soon.
There may need to be a clearing first before he comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why the angels keep talking about cleansing. Okay, that makes sense. It has to be a family cleansing. Does this need to be taken place where it's like, is it this mind to do the clearing for their family? It's saying yes. Okay. Can this be done? Yeah. Okay. What do I need to do? Go to the message. Oh. All right. Let me see what I have to do the clearing for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The cleansing. Usually it's always the master chart, because usually the master chart tells me where I need to go to do it. All right, show me where I need to go to do the cleansing. Chakra, balancing, cleansing, and light color therapy. Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to do the cleansing for you. Do you give me permission to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to check both of your chakras. First, we'll start with him. Okay, so his heart chakra is unbalanced. His spleen is unbalanced. And his throat is unbalanced. Is there any earth star chakras? It's saying no. Okay, so is he part of this world? Yes. Okay. So he has no contracts in being something that he's not of this world. I have to ask these questions because I have to do all the clearing. It's saying no. Okay. So he's not an angel. He's not nothing of the sort. Yes. Okay. He is or he isn't. He is not. Okay.
He's fully human.
He is fully human. From his past lives, he was always fully human. Let's ask that question. Yes, fully human. All right. Which makes it easier for me, because it's always easier to do a cleansing on somebody who is fully human. So, where is his chakras at now? What percentage? Ooh, that's really low, 20%. Okay, let's bring it up to 90%. Will that work? Yes, okay. So bring that up to 90% vibrational frequency. Balance all chakras into place. Discard anything that is not in the presence of God, or does not dance in the light of God, to be gone now from his energy field. His body will be redeemed, delivered, and restored now. discard any obstacles or anything that could be blocking the flow of his vibrational frequency and growth. And go ahead and lock in that into place at 90%. Put up a 100% firewall over his chakras and his energy field, please. And go ahead and lock it into place. All right. So that one's taken care of. Now we'll go ahead and check your chakras and see how different those are together. And it looks like they're all the same, so I'm going to go ahead and bring that up to 90% vibrational frequency. Discard anything incarnate or discarnate and is not dancing in the light of God. I bring her soul and her energy field back in order and balance. Vibrational frequencies at 90% probability. Go ahead and balance it out. Ground it out, lock it into place. And go ahead and bring up a firewall, a shield around her to protect her from anything dark, incarnate, or discarnate. And go ahead and lock it into place. Her body's now redeemed, delivered, and restored now. Okay. Alright, so I just did the cleansings. I have both of your chakras and your energy field and brought everything back into balance.
Cool. Thank you.
And I got rid of any dark entities that surround you too, so that could be creating obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there may not have been, but there might have been some parasites that might have came from either your family or his family that could be attached to your energy field. But I got rid of that too, so. Yeah.
Thank you.
I do usually do a full out cleansing. And I'll usually, and I always use sage to cleanse my pendulum, so you don't need to worry about that. I always cleanse it and put it with holy water.
Okay, cool.
Good to have protection, a lot of protection when you're doing this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because I take on a lot of energies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it so bad once where I'm not a Reiki master or a healer or anything like that, but I mean, I was attuned to that, but I don't use it like some people mm-hmm. do, but some people don't protect themselves. And they pick up on a parasite. They take it upon themselves. So you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's why it says you need a detox.
Mhm. It's just really hard for you to stay clear.
Oh yeah, it's really hard. It's really really mm-hmm. hard because you're always bombarded by dark forces.
It's like constant. I feel like that's the only thing that has kept me away from him also. But I also feel like his energy brings some of that in too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because he's not as balanced as you.
Yeah, he's definitely not. But you still see him coming in though, right? Either way, it should work out well.
Well, now I do because I did all the clearing.
Okay, cool.
So, and I put up a firewall so those things can't come in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when you get on a computer and people go into your chat room and you ban them
mm-hmm.
from entering again. That's pretty much what I did with those energies.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Was there anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, I just wanted to make sure everything's going to be okay because everything's just kind of falling apart a little bit. So.
Well, now you got to do your part and you got to have trust in the universe that what I did helped you and you know, now it all kind of comes down to faith.
Okay. So just kind of surrender.
Well, yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank
you.
It's kind of like this. Look at it this way. If you were doing an exorcism for the first
mm-hmm.
time in your life,
mm-hmm.
and you call up your mentor and you say, "What do I do now?" And your mentor turns around and tells you, "Well, now is the time to have faith." But everything
mm-hmm.
that demon told you will just go right over your shoulder. It won't touch you, it won't faze you, it won't affect your life, and now it just comes down to faith. So it's kind of like the same concept. If you have faith and you have trust, whatever I did will bring in your ship. And if it
okay.
and if it don't come in, then you know it's not meant to be.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do about it.
All right. Sounds
it's
good.
It's too far gone.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds
so,
good. Thank you.
But I'm hoping for the best outcome for you. What's your first name?
My name is Pooja.
Pooja. Okay, I'll write your name down, and I'll have them say my prayer circle. I'll have them keep you in their prayers for you.
Thank you. I feel like he's really close though, so I'm hoping he just kind of steps in any day now. But we'll see.
Yeah. I gave him what he needed.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And blessed be, and namaste to you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Let's go to the next caller from the 360 area. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My
name
is Lori.
How
can you well, what was that? You were doing that pendulum reading. I just was listening, and you were saying, "Yep, they're human." Yep. What does that mean? They're human or not human? What does that mean?
Well, there's a chakra, which is called the star chakra.
Uh huh.
And everyone has chakras. Everyone has major. They have like 7 major chakras that spin in counterclockwise.
Yeah.
And if you're a new ager, then you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But anyways, the star chakra is the chakra that is on a higher plane, which means it connects to whatever you were or are in this lifetime,
uh-huh.
whatever role. Like, for
uh-huh.
an example, if you came here and you were reincarnated as an angel.
Uh-huh.
Then you would have that star chakra.
Do I have that?
That would be a good question.
Yeah.
Were you told that you were an angel in a past life or something of
the
sort?
No, but like when I was going through the ascension process, you know,
mm-hmm.
I saw this really like a bolt of light coming down in my third eye.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think and then I started thinking, I must be Nefertiti, or maybe I'm Mother Mary. And then I was listening to another show today, and all the angels are coming through, the archangels are coming through now since the Star of David in the fifth dimension. So the archangels
mm-hmm.
are now all in body. There's tons of archangels coming through instead of just
mm-hmm.
your spirit guides. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh?
And that's part of the ascension that's going on.
Yeah, I'm major, like, and I don't want to be stuck in the negativity because the awful things have been happening too. You know, like the letting go stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I wanted you to look at because I'm like, is that really true?
That's
huh?
That's part of the ascension.
Right, I know. I've been listening. I've been following it, and I've been going through it, and I'm excited about it. I don't want to miss it because of having a negative feeling. I want to keep my vibrations high.
Right.
Yeah, and then I'm pretty disabled, too. I mean, we've talked a long time ago over the years, you know, and I think you told me you were disabled, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm really disabled again now. I got better for a while, and then I moved, and the housing was nasty. People are ripping me off left and right. It's scary to be positive not get angry at these people that are like animals.
Right.
Like animals. So do I have that star?
Crap.
I must have that star, right?
I'm sure you do.
Can you verify it and prove it to, I mean, just tell me whether I do or not. I really need to know.
Yeah, you do, and that's why you're going nuts with all this stuff.
Yeah, so what am I? Can you tell me who's coming through me? The big light that came through me.
Well, you saw the movie Powder.
Which one?
When he got hit. You ever seen the movie Powder where he got hit by lightning?
Powder. Oh, mine wasn't lightning. Oh, yeah, Powder. I'm familiar. I don't think I watched the movie, though, but I'm familiar with what you're talking about. It was too creepy for me to watch. Huh?
He got hit by lightning, but it
wasn't. Oh, yeah. John Travolta?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it that guy, and then he was so psychic afterwards?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, is that what happened to me or something?
That's exactly what happened to you.
Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe how my Keno numbers came in. I mean, oh, my God, I've been working on this system since my son was a baby.
Wow.
And so I won money, you know, but I didn't bet enough, and I was thinking I should bet the whole $10, you know, and I want money all back plus $5, you know, but I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm, like, bouncing all over the place, and do you know who's coming through me in that light or what, who I'm channeling or what? Am I channeling somebody or?
Well, you're not channeling anybody. You're channeling your higher self. So
oh, who is that? Who is that? Is it
well,
who I think it is?
Self,
is it who I think it is? Is it Nefertiti?
Let me check.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that information, knowing that you were like Nefertiti?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. I mean, seriously. So what do I do now? What do I do now? I got my face back. Somebody found it in the tomb, woman. What do I do now, huh?
Well, I gotta check the card.
I mean, she came in so strong. I mean, I saw through my third eye.
The card I pulled is called Creative Projects.
Oh my God, I'm so. She's got more energy than me, so now what?
It's saying your soul longs to overexpress itself in creative ways where you're
yeah,
guided
I can't
to
stand it. I feel. Yeah, I feel like I've been in prison for 27 years.
Creative
I feel like I just got out of prison.
You feel alive. Alive and excited and passion towards your life.
Okay, am I going to end up in a wheelchair? Am my back going to get better? I must be if I'm Nefertiti, right? Nefertiti, never defeat me. Never will
exactly.
I be defeated. Yeah.
Well, it is saying you need to ground yourself.
Huh?
It is saying you need to ground yourself right now.
Oh, exactly. And this one other one of my psychic friends said to move to a place in Oregon. He said he's from there himself, and he said, I need to feel grounded because I was thinking of going to Sedona. Or do you think I should travel?
Ooh.
Yeah, Sedona for this. Sedona, right?
Play.
Yeah, Sedona.
Yeah.
And the Ascension meeting is going to be in Sedona in October. This one Ascension gathering.
Really?
Oh, my God, you should go. Maybe I could meet up with you. And then I could talk forever. I can talk your ears off. I mean, you won't mind if
great.
I talk to you, right?
Oh,
right?
Not exactly. No, not at all.
I know you'd have, we'd have all have a good time, all us cripples getting all healed. Yeah. And I'm broke, too. And I'm worried about my medical care because I'm having trouble even getting help. And this is another thing I wanted to tell you about that really hurt me. Oh my God. I don't know. I've talked to you about it in the past. But I did learn I was codependent, and then I had a revelation and revelation after revelation. And but my friend Bill, you know, I've had this inner knowing, but I tried to hold out. I had sympathy and empathy and
Hello. Hello. For some reason we lost her. I don't know what happened. Let's go to the caller from the 210. 210, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Mike. I think we've spoken before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your voice sounds familiar. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Just a jack speaker. My apologies.
For some reason, my computer's acting up tonight, and I was just wondering if you hear me clearly.
I can hear you clearly. You can hear me clearly, correct?
Yeah. Now I can.
Okay. Perfect.
So what's up? How can I
help
you?
A few things. Number one is I am talking with this guy, and I think things are going good. I just need to get my own. I start to analyze a lot, you know, and he, I started to overanalyze something today, and it turns out it was completely opposite. He actually was betrayed by someone that he was really, really close to, that he considered a brother. Now,
mm-hmm.
He did have a relationship with this guy as well a while, recently, like within the past 2 to 3 months. And he had told me that today he found out, because he got an STD, and he found out that it was from this other guy. The other guy didn't tell him at all. Then when he found out that, you know, the other guy he was seeing gave it to him, he was just really hurt, considering he thought this guy was a really, really, he was really, really close to this guy. He was very vulnerable with him. And so, you know, I met up with him today or what have you, and just kind of hurt him out. I guess I want to know, one, where is it that me, guides seeing me and him going? Was this put in the path so that way me and him can continue from here on out, moving forward with each other? And I tried to do healing work on him today. I don't know if you can tap into the progress of that at all. It was without him knowing, but.
Mm-hmm. And what's his first name?
His first name is Robert.
Robert. Okay. And what kind of healing did you do for him? Was it just to send him some healing energy, or?
Well, actually, when I was giving him a hug, I envisioned the white light coming down through my crown chakra and going through my body into him.
Okay.
And then when we went outside, I envisioned the moon's light beaming towards him as well.
I'm going to use my chart for this one, this question. And you just want to know how that affected him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting because his vibrational frequency was at 30%. You brought it up to 70. So you had a huge impact on his energy field. It just like went way down and all the way up. And this was something critical, it's saying. First it was serious, now it was critical, and then it just dropped down to serious. That's why I find it so interesting.
It's serious again, is what you said?
Yeah, it dropped down to serious, yeah. It was like critical, now it's serious. And it says it affected the physical body and the energetic body field. And it, now it's saying it's gone through a transformation and healing the emotional body. So that's pretty good. I mean, you brought it up to 70% vibrational frequency. And it looks like you healed all his chakras. His chakras were out of alignment. You put that back in alignment. And you also brought him back to his higher self, which I call doing an alignment on people that are out of alignment with their higher self. And that's pretty much what you did by visualizing when you were hugging him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he needed that healing energy that you took upon him, on yourself. So by doing a good deed by that, you know, that it didn't attach to you. So, because you did it out of unconditional love.
Right.
And some people who do it out of conditions, you know, they would say, oh, no, I did this healing for you, so now you got to pay me. You know, so some people would look at it that way, you know what I mean? And then they turn around and say, oh, you know, you did this for me. So, you know, you did it out of good deed, but out of your heart, so you brought all those chakras in alignment. Even though you may think, I don't know if that did anything, you know, actually it did. You know, you played it.
I didn't necessarily tell him, I just did it, you know?
Your higher self told him. Yeah, you don't need to tell him. Before we came to this world, we didn't have to tell people what we were doing, but their energy already knew what we were doing because we communicated through telepathy. You know, we didn't communicate the way we talk now. So in spirit, you know, your spirit knows. You see what I mean? I mean, I had a lady that was healing this crippled, and she was laying on the ground, on the floor. And I asked my dad, I said, what is that lady doing? He says, she's talking to that crippled, and she's communicating with her telepathy. And then when I met Amy, I met her husband, Mike, or her boyfriend, Mike, and he was a Native American. And, boy, they were two powerful people. But they would do it through telepathy. They didn't have to say a thing to each other, you know. Some people have a heightened awareness where they can do that. And they don't second guess themselves, you know.
Right. And then,
so it's kind of like when you don't have to second guess yourself anymore, then that means that you are a really damn good psychic. You know, because I don't know any reader that don't second-guess themselves or trust themselves because they have to go to other readers to read them. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then they say, well, I can't read myself because I would impose my own interpretation in the cards. or I would impose my interpretation with my higher self from what I feel. So the way I look at it is, if you still second guess yourself, then there's still a lot of trust issues.
Yeah.
You know, and even with relationships, like if you have to second guess yourself just to be in a relationship, then you're really not ready to be in one.
I was more questioning, you know, as to where you see me and him going, though. Not, you know what I mean?
Well, I feel that your higher self feels that, from what I get from you, is that you don't have, you know, you've gotten past all your trust issues. That's not what I'm relating it to, but I just feel like you're asking me a question about him. How does he feel, and where is it going?
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not talking about your trust issues. I'm talking about his.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Because he hasn't reached that ascension of awareness yet. You have, so. Because if he did, he'd be able to heal himself.
Mm-hmm.
With no hesitation. Okay. My computer is acting retarded today. I don't know why. But it's all this energy talk.
Yeah, but
I have a tendency to manipulate energy with electronics. So
the same thing happens here. My Wi-Fi goes out.
Like, for an example, I'll give you an example. I was on Ornum, which the company I work for, and this guy told me, he got rude with me and told me to get out of his room. And I kid you not, by the time he said that, his whole computer was just shut down, broken, couldn't even get on, and he had to go out and buy a brand new computer.
Oh, wow.
Just because my vibration heightened when he said that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to pull some cards, the angel deck. I'm going to work with the angels on this question. And the card I pulled is a little boy praying. He's an angel praying by the moon. And it's saying, ask us to help you in this situation, and we will immediately go work on your behalf. We are governed by many universal laws, and among them it is a free will that allows you to make your own choices and decisions. So be patient and await at your request. So what I'm getting is that you really need to pray about this. And then it's all about free will from there.
Okay.
How he's going to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you know and I know you can't control people to love you.
Right.
Which a lot of people want that. I used to have a client that would come over and he'd want me to put black magic spells on this guy to fall in love with him, and I told him I refuse it. I said I won't do anything that is against universal law. Because it's not worth my soul to go to hell. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the other one...
I feel like me and him have a very good connection. in that he's different from the other people that I've come in contact with as far as relationships and things of that nature. I mean, granted, you know, we all have our problems here and there. But
everyone does.
I don't know. Things are looking good.
Well, the card that I pulled on top of that is the Shower of Abundance card, which shows an angel showering you with her wonderful, sprinkly love dust of the angels. And it says it's to heal your financial situation and your love life. It's saying, first give us your worries and concerns and money problems, and we will guide you in order to show you how to create and accept abundance. Now, abundance works in many different ways, not just money, but it's also about opening up your heart center, your heart chakra, and allow love to come through when you're ready, which is why I haven't been in a relationship for a while, because I've been hurt too many times, so I haven't allowed that to come through yet. So when you're ready for that, it will come through. It says, we will guide you in order to show you how to create and accept abundance as we work together in your financial situation and your love life, and we will heal you fast as you allow it. So this is something that
Zach probably needed.
Huh?
I said, that's the exact card I needed. It killed two birds with one stone.
Exactly. That's why it shows two hands coming out. Because it's saying, you know, we're showering you with our love that will allow you to have abundance in your life. Now it's your choice. It's your free will. And that's why the card is underneath it, okay? And the another card that I pulled is the obstacle that stands between the both of you, okay? And this is the innocent child, okay? So one of you are the innocent, and I think it's you, okay? It says because you're so loving and you're a wonderful person. I get that from your energy. It says a beloved one, every one of you is guideless and true. No one can alter God's hard work of perfection. So that means, you know, we can't always be 100% perfect or perfection because we're human. It says, give us your feeling and heaven so that we can lighten your load and give you any guilt or anger or blame that may have held you back. Shroud your loving outlook and enjoy the peace within your heart once more. So that means, like, if you think back at a time when you were in a relationship and you were happy, how does that make you feel? You know, you're next to that person, you might feel, oh, this is just so amazing. And then one day a dark storm just comes upon you, you and your boyfriend, and you get in a fight. And then one day you just wake up and you realize he doesn't love you anymore. You know, those are the things that can shred your happiness. But then to realize what that felt like, what it felt like to be happy, you know, and this goes back to the innocent child. So it's basically saying you're like an innocent child, but yet he is the opposite of you. You know, because if you guys are twin flames, he would be the opposite of you being the innocent child. So he's the darker aspect of you, okay?
Okay.
And these are your hopes and fears. Your hopes and fears is what you desire, okay?
And I've been told that we are, a friend of mine, and I guess I just want kind of more clarification on this, said that we are twin flames, or that someone, this was a while back, they said that someone that would be my twin flame would be coming into my life soon. Is he one of those people, or one of my twin flames? Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. I lost everybody there. My computer died out, and we're back on the air. How can I help you?
Oh, this is Lisa. Hi.
Lisa, how can I help you tonight?
Well, okay. I wanted to know what you see coming up for my life, if you have any messages for me.
From inside?
And I'm going to take you off speakerphone. I'm sorry. Hold on.
All right.
Hopefully you can hear me better now.
Yeah, your voice is clearer.
Yeah, I just had to grab my phone off the table.
All right, Lisa, let's go ahead and see what the angels have a message for you today or tonight. And where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Florida. I love Florida.
Well, come on down.
I want to. I really, really want to. I love Florida. Is very beautiful, balanced energy. Okay. When I need the balancing, that's where I need to go. Right next to the ocean.
Oh, I know. I love that. I gotta get out there. It's been such a hot summer. I haven't spent much time at the beach. It's been so smoldering hot, you know?
Mm-hmm. It has been hot, and it's been really weird, strange weather activity.
Yeah, like rain every single day. That's part of why I haven't gone to the beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to do a reading. I'm going to do a spread like I did on that guy.
Okay.
And
it's funny because I have his phone on my table, and I forgot. And then I heard unmuted, and I was like, oh, I'm on the air. It was kind of funny because it was like I didn't even think about that I had been on hold for like an hour or something. It was kind of funny.
Okay, so this card has to do with the self, okay? I always start with the self, which is your presence. And this card has to do with trustworthy and guidance. So wherever you're guided, it's saying you must trust in the angels at this time.
Okay.
So you are on the right path. You just have to trust yourself that you're on the right path and that wherever you're going, the angels will guide you. Okay. This is the hard part where everyone has faith in that because it's like, okay, what the hell am I doing? Where am I going?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like driving down a road and you have three streets to choose from. What street do you go down? You know, I listen to my intuition? Is the angels guiding me? What the hell do I do? So you think about that, you know?
Sure.
And then the other one is your future card. This has to do with a new partnership coming in. Okay. Whether this is business partnership, whether this is friendship, whether this is relationship, I don't know, but it's saying new partner. It says a chance meeting in no mistake is divine overstated as a catalyst to set the wheels in motion for the fruits of your prayers. Pay carefully attention to new people we send into your life, and you will recognize them by your sense of humility and comfort and safety. Okay? So they're just there to help you. Basically, they're there to guide you, and they're there to help you. So there is a new partner. It's like, you remember on the movie Hercules, where he told Zeus that he couldn't do it on his own, and he said, I need a friend. And so Zeus said, I'm going to send the Pegasus.
Yeah.
And that was that was kind of his transportation, plus it was he was there to help to guide him. Well, that's kind of what's happening with you, is like you're in the picture, it shows the Pegasus coming down from the heavens, and you're the angel looking upon the Pegasus, and the Pegasus is there just to help you along your path, and to give, you know, as a friend to guide you. That's why it says new partner. Let's see what the other card has to say. It's also saying this is a time to reward yourself, okay? You've been giving a lot of yourself lately, and it is time for you to receive. Make some time to reward yourself in a meaningful way. This balance of giving and receiving is essential to keep your energy, mood, and motivation closely on a higher level. So basically what it's saying is time to reward yourself instead of others.
Yeah.
So start giving back to yourself.
Okay, I've been getting on my nerves lately. Like, I keep telling them I'm really busy, I can't talk to you, and then they try to talk to me, and I'm like, I need a month away from you. Like, I mean, I can't be more direct, and they won't leave me alone. So, actually, I just deactivated my Facebook account because they're not respecting me. You know, I'm just like, leave me alone. And then they get all like, oh, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, I'm not mad at you. I just need some time to myself. Screw all.
Yeah, you need me. Yeah, you need me time.
They won't, like, leave me alone. There's, like, two ladies that just are up my butt, and I'm like, get away from me. You know, I mean, I don't say that. I kind of just back away, and tonight I deactivate it. I'm just going to ignore them. It's not like they're real friends anyway. They're not really real friends anyway. They're not.
They're not. Mm-mm.
It's annoying.
Not people who are toxic. No, they're not.
They're not negative people. They're not. They just aren't real close friends, and they want my time, and I don't have it to give. It makes me angry.
Well, the whole thing is, it's not the fact of who they are. It's the fact of how they affect you.
Yes. Mm.
I mean, everyone can be who they are. That's not where we're here to judge, but we are here to think healthy for ourselves when it is time to do for ourselves.
Right.
And because there's a lot of negative people in my life, and I don't judge them for who they are. I mean, I'm like, you can be whatever you want to be, just leave me alone.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, now I've deactivated my Facebook. They really are not going to be calling on the phone because they're not close enough to me to have a phone conversation. It's like one of those virtual people, and they're not going to come hang out with me. So it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean? We're not going to pal around and go see a movie. It's just this Facebook, like, private message. How you doing? And I'm like, why does it matter? Just go away. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of people that have this feeling about being emailed and messaged.
Yeah.
Just annoying.
See, that all comes down to free will. That comes down to free will. It's like, if we don't want someone part of our lives, we can get rid of them. Because they're not good for us.
Yeah. Well, I told this one girl, and I was like, I've been telling you that I don't have time to talk to you. I hope you understand. You know, it's like I've told her five or six times, and she's like, oh, I do. But then she keeps trying to talk to me.
Then they don't understand, right?
Well, she's going to
understand.
So they're going to start to understand real soon when I don't respond at all. That's going to be the understanding
sure
moment for them. Oh, yeah. I'm not mad
now,
at them.
Now, this is
going to
be interesting.
Just want my own
this
space.
Other card.
What?
This other card is saying, see only the love in others. This is what I was just talking about. It's saying, look past the seeing errors of mistakes and misunderstandings of others and see only the love within each person, including yourself.
Right.
Resonate upon the love that underlines every situation, brings about healing and undreamed of ways. So what I'm getting is that's why all these people are bugging you, because they want your love.
I know.
And the ones that
agree.
Are the love ones that need it the most.
I know. It's not that I'm going to cut them out of my life forever. I just want to have a time out for myself. And they need to respect that and leave me alone. Because I've got a lot of stuff going on right now.
You got to get rid of clutter, too. So.
Oh, my God. That's why I'm cutting everyone out. Because I'm dedicating a lot of time to that right now. Nobody understands it. Nobody gets it. And I don't care if they get it or not. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is me time, so. So that's where you're kind of at right now. It's like me time, trying to reward myself.
Do you feel the clutter?
I do.
Yeah, because I took everything out of my kitchen. I put it in box. Well, actually, I threw all the clothes away.
You need fresh air. You need to start a new beginning.
Yeah.
It is saying you need fresh air and you need a new beginning. Like, you need to start over.
Well, I got rid of, like, almost all my clothes, and I donated them to charity. And then I've gotten, you know, I've got a lot of my stuff. I pulled a lot of stuff out of the kitchen. I'm putting it in boxes, and I'm going to sort through it. So I am, you know, room by room working at it. But it takes a lot of time. And I don't have time to sit around and socialize on Facebook when my kitchen is, like, in shambles. I'm busy, and they're not understanding it. And no matter how many times I explain it to them, they don't care. And I'm like, you know what? Screw all you people. I'm deactivating my Facebook account. Because then they can't.
There you go.
If I'm on Facebook.
Cut them off.
That's it. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
That's kind of weird because there was a guy today that was telling somebody about the same thing that we're talking about. And this psychic told this lady, he said, well, you're going to have to cut them off then. They're not good friends for you. And I started thinking back to what he said because we're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
So that's just synchronicity, you know, like cut off the clutter.
I like these people. They're nice, but they are draining. And they really don't offer me anything. They're more takers, and I'm tired of it. You know?
Yeah.
Tired of it.
I know what you mean. There are takers
I don't hate them. I don't hate them. I don't like them. It's just want them to go their own separate way and have a nice life, you know, and me live mine, and that's it. Just stop. With the, reaching out to me, like, almost every day.
Yeah.
Makes me
and
irritable.
And I kind of understand. Everyone does it for different reasons. You're doing it for me time. My boyfriend did it for, he did it for me time, but at the same time, he disconnected from me because he wanted to follow his spiritual path.
And I think that's part of what's going on for me. Like, tonight I went out and I sat out and just put my feet in the grass, got fresh air, and sat and looked at the moon. And I was like, you know, this is what I want to be doing by myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to talking about how I lost 3 pounds this week or what. I mean, I've been dieting and exercising, and then for some reason that really excites people. And I'm not interested in talking about it. You know, it's so annoying. I'm like, stop asking.
And
me time
can be a long session. I mean, it could be months, it could be years, it could be. I mean, it just all depends on the ascension. It can be a spiritual journey that you want to go down that other people can't follow you. Does that make sense? Because they're on a different timeline.
But not just, I mean, I'm not better than anybody. I just want to be left alone right now. I'm not antisocial. I just want some space. So anyway, what I was going to tell you is that...
you're trying to sort things out. That's kind of why the other card I pulled is...
I'm going through all my stuff. I don't have time for this. You know what? I'm just going to stop complaining about it and just take my time. And when they message me or try to contact me, I'm just not going to respond at all. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm just going to be like, I'm sorry. I was really busy for a few months, and I told you that.
Yep. like I say, everybody does it for different reasons. Some people do it for me time. Some people do it for reward time. Some people do it because they don't have enough time for others.
I was dating this guy, okay, a few months back, and I think he kind of did that to me, where he took his me time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I guess I got really offended. I'm kind of thinking now that he might be going through kind of something what I'm going through, where he's just trying to sort through some stuff. I don't know. It's weird. It's like I'm kind of like, oh, maybe this is why he did what he did. You know, like, it's not that you hate somebody or don't like them. It's just that you just don't, it's not the right time for you to be socializing.
Isn't that funny how everything is in circles like that?
Yeah, and I kind of feel like I was pressuring him, like, well, as a woman, I had slept with him, and I was like, why aren't you paying any attention to me, you know, and then I cut him off. I was like, I don't want to see you anymore. You know, I was mad. I was like, you're not going to treat me like this. It's kind of funny. But do you feel anything with him?
Well, like you say, he had to do it for his own reasons.
Yeah, he did.
I feel like with those reasons, it made him a better person. The question is, did he learn anything from it, or did he do it out of selfishness? So that's the whole question right there.
Sure, sure.
You're not doing it out of selfishness. You're doing it because you've done it too much for other people, and it's time to take back.
I always have somebody pulling on me, always. And I'm sick of it. I've come to a point where I'm just sick of it. And I keep telling these people over and over, I'm not going to have time to talk to you. I cannot respond to private messages. And I get one 5 minutes later. And I'm like, and I know they read it. I know they read my
thing,
and I'm not, you know, they know what they're doing.
I think the whole intention behind it, why
what?
You're doing it.
Yeah.
I said it's the whole intention behind it, why people pull away.
Yeah.
And it's not about me time. It's about, well, that is part of it, but it's about the intention behind it. Why did I do it? Because I'm rewarding myself. Why did I do it? Because I've been giving too much of myself. Why did I do it? Because I want to take my power back. Why did I do it? Because, you know, it's always because. And, you know, if you think about it, that's why I say everyone does it for their own reasons, which is fine. But do it out of unconditional love.
Right. Well, that guy pulled away from me, and I was thinking about it today, and I was like, maybe he feels the way I feel right now. Like, I don't care who it is. It could be Prince Charming at my door. I would look at him and say, I'm sorry, I'm busy right now. Call me in a month or 2 months. I've got to finish my project. You know, I just need
to... Well, see, that's why I was talking about... it was talking about projects, too.
Yeah.
And to realize that the universe is guiding you in this direction for a reason.
I think so too. But do you feel like that guy like misses me at all or no?
In a way, yes, I do. I do feel that disconnection that was there. And now that it's not there, you know, there's some mixed emotions. So, because anytime when you disconnect with those emotions, it's not the same like it used to be. The feelings are not the same, you know.
Well, I haven't seen him since I pulled the plug, so I don't even know what my feelings would be if I saw him now. It might be completely done. You know what I mean?
Because after I broke up with mine, the feelings weren't the same between me and his mother.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting because the universe was showing me that, and I was like, okay, why do you have to remind me when it's something that I already know?
Right.
Well, truth is sometimes the universe has to remind you.
Sure.
Accept it for what it is. Accept it for what it is. You know what I mean? Because this is not something you want in your life. But you're there for a reason. But for my reason, I was there is because I'm on a different spiritual path than he is. I'm his contract holder, so I just had to get him on the right path, and then my job was done. He wasn't supposed to get involved with me. Okay,
but
some people get selfish. They get selfish and they think, oh, I could use him for a little while, then I'll toss him out the back door. See what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But some people do that for that reason.
Sure.
And they want to take something from you. So.
Is that what you
to me, that, I
was? For me?
To me, that's bad karma. That's just being because we're in a universal law, but for you, I don't feel that that's the reason why he wants your energy. I think a lot of people want your love because you give it so freely. That is time for me time because you do that.
It is. I'm so sick
and now that you pull back, those emotions aren't the same anymore.
Yeah.
Because people are going to get, you know, they're going to get mixed feelings about it. Like I did with his mother. Like I was like,
well, I'm sure
holy
these girls are going to think that I don't like them or I'm something personal, and it's not. But in reality, I don't really have that much in common with them. They're really not real friends. We don't spend physical time together. That's what I don't like about Facebook. Because it's like,
it's like a jail.
You're obligated to talk to people you're not even close to. And after a while, some of the people pressure you too much.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like friends with conditions, you know?
Yeah.
There's never that unconditional love without somebody saying, well, you got to do this for me now. Because I did this for
you.
You
know what's
and it's
so
like,
funny that you just said that is I kind of did that to this guy. And I'm realizing that now that I'm going through this, where I want my space from these ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of pressured him and I gave him an ultimatum and I cornered him. And that's really not my personality, but I just got pissed off because it had nothing to do with him. It had to do with the guy before him. It was like I had a lot of anger from being treated like shit by my boyfriend before.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw anything close to similarity to that guy, I freaked out. And I'm like, you're not treating me the way that my ex did. Screw you. I'm out of here. Like, I just put my foot right down. I overreacted for sure. I really did. But at the same time, he really wasn't treating me that great, you know, and it did come from a place of pain from the past, but, you know, he didn't treat me the way I deserved. So I'm kind of glad I broke it off anyway, because I didn't want him to think that that was acceptable to me.
I'm glad you think, you know, you think of yourself that way, because a lot of people give themselves so freely.
Yeah, but at the same time, I get, now that I'm going through this, I get that the way he treated me wasn't personal. It really wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Because he had a lot going on the way I do right now, and he just didn't have time for a relationship. So my lesson was, I need to go slower with men when I meet them and not sleep with them so fast and get so involved emotionally. Like, I need
to.
I'm not going to do that next time. I'm going to slow. I'm not even going to sleep with a guy so I know him for a long, long, long time.
So you did that in the past, so now you're seeing the difference. Like, you're feeling the difference, the transformation. And that's the reason why that had to take place, to manifest that way.
I don't think this guy was a bad person. I really don't, but I don't know. I question if we'll reunite or not. I don't know. Maybe not.
I think so.
You what?
I think you will in the near future, but I don't think it'll be anytime soon.
Yeah, and it probably won't be the same. Like, I, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of a romantic, and I like to fall head over heels in love with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they ruin it for me, I don't know. I never seem to be able to get that feeling back, and it kind of ruins the whole thing for me. You know?
Yeah. Well, they're in a tough spot in their life, in this timeline, because of all the crap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where free will comes in. It's like, mm-hmm. Do I learn something from this? What I went through? Why did this happen? Blah, blah, blah. And they don't see it that way. They look at it in a mundane way. So that's why they don't learn.
Do you think that this guy, like, misses me, but not enough to, like, I don't know, reach out or make changes? Just sort of like, oh, I kind of miss her a little bit, not that much, or...
Well, like I say, they'll be guided, and you know, by the angels, and they'll get that feeling, and whether they follow through with it or not, that's up to them. But I would say the feeling that I received is that that is a definite yes, that he is going to feel something that's going to guide him. And what he's going to learn from this. Oh, he's going to learn something from it. It's a karmic thing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it'll impact his life.
Oh,
it will impact
him. Well, he's definitely taught me a lot, too. So.
Huh?
Yeah, I made a lot of positive changes since he hurt me.
Yeah.
As funny as that sounds, my self-esteem was in the toilet, and I was like, oh, he doesn't like me because I'm fat. So I lost 30 pounds since I met him. So, you know, it kind of motivated me to change my life, and I'm still losing more weight. What?
So you went through a transformation too, like a detox.
Oh, yeah. Like, I did a lot of exercise. I was exercising 6 days a week. And that's part of the problem, because this one girl that is on Facebook, she's always like, oh, I want to see the updated pictures. Oh, I wish if I was near you, I would exercise. And she's just so annoying. And I'm like, stop. You know what I mean? It's like
faking
her. It's fake. It's fake encouragement, and I don't care for it.
Yeah.
She feels like, oh, I
can't.
Well,
you put the work into it, you know?
What?
I said there was a part of you that put the work into it, so that's why it manifested, you know?
I wore my ass off. It's falling off right now. But she's like, oh, I can't run, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm like, okay, well, I have to go now because I have to go work out. And then I have to eat a healthy meal. And then I have to, like, I don't have time for her and her, like, whining. I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm busy. She won't stop. She's like, what are you doing? How much
you're not
are you
her,
now?
You're not her therapist.
She wants me to motivate her. And I'm like, I don't know how to help you. Just leave me alone. Get your own motivation. Like, you can do it. I got to go. But I'm not going to go on about her anymore because she's pissing me off tonight.
I know.
So the thing is that the other thing I've been kind of wondering is, when do you feel like I'll be moving? I called you a while back, a few months back, and asked you the same question. I don't even remember what you told me, to be honest, so kind of a blank slate.
Well, maybe you can write it down this time.
Yeah, I should, but I'm sitting in a dark room with no pen next to me laying on the couch, so. I'll try to remember it.
Okay.
Like, when do you feel like I'll be getting my settlement and I'll be moving? I don't know if you remember me talking about that.
So you want time frames?
If you have them, if you don't, just a general feeling of what you're getting around all.
Not my best, but quick, but I'll do it. Yes, I have the time frame chart.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Reveal to me the time frame of this energy. What you would like to know. Okay, so it's saying, when are you going to move? That is the question. It's saying within 2 months.
Hmm?
In 2 months, you're going to move.
It seems kind of fast. That's great.
So you have 2 months to... plan it out.
Okay.
The universe is giving you some time, so.
So, but you said,
if it's any time before 2 months, then that means you've already planned it out and it's set in motion and everything will go accordingly. Mm-hmm. That's what my guides are telling me.
I love your guides. Give them a kiss.
I like them too. They can be nuisance at times.
So is there anything else you see around me?
Is there anything else? Is there anything else you'd like to know? Oh, looks like she disappeared. Let's go to the next caller from the 330 area. Something happened. Something's going down. 330.
Good evening, Adrian. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I called
about...
I'm sorry?
Is this the guy with the cat?
Yes, it is, sir. I was able to stay up. And I was going to try to, I wanted to give you the update that my wife has had 4 vivid dreams about the cat returning. And when we came back from a trip, I walked through the neighborhood and I gave one gentleman a flyer and he says, I had just seen the animal yesterday. And the wife mentioned to me that she said, oh, you can stay out one night if you'd like. And the husband was on the porch later on that evening and his friend came over and he asked out of politeness if I would go, and I respected their wishes and I've been giving them their distance. It's, and I know you did the energy cleaning in the vortex because I took my notes when I reviewed our conversation. I'm just trying to get some sort of status update of her.
Okay.
And if there's anything, I mean, we leave the light on nightly. We leave out food and water in hopes that she will return, or if there's anything I can do, because I do feel guilt because I know how close the cat, my wife was to the cat, and that's why I like to see her come back.
Well, I do feel that the cat is still alive. That's a good sign.
Yep.
I do feel that it is searching, definitely searching to find its home. And that it is very nearby. It is. I'm picking up. It's very nearby.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that the
it's
angels are sending messages to your wife.
Okay.
Synchronicity. So tell her to really listen to her dreams because they're really coming through to find the cat. And they're letting her know that the cat is going to return. Like, for an example, I bought something on eBay and I wasn't sure if I was going to get it or not, but I keep having dreams.
Mm-hmm.
About what I, about it. And so I think the angels are saying, Adrian, it's okay. Don't worry. You're going to get it before you go on your trip to Vegas. And it was a real expensive angel thing that I bought. And so I won't be here next month. So I just asked the angels, you know, been praying about it, sending out my prayers with the Christians. And so now it's like I'm getting nonstop dreams about it. So maybe what it's saying is don't worry. Just let it happen. The more you worry about it, the more you'll push it away. So,
That's difficult for me to do because, I mean, a couple of nights I've wanted to do an all-night vigil outside sitting and waiting for her because the family said as long as we're not on the porch, you're more than welcome to stay. And at the same time, I don't know if that would help or not at all.
Do you have a what kind of light do you have out on the porch?
Oh, it's one of those porch lights. It's a yellow, traditional light bulb type fixture, I guess.
Okay, put out a red.
A red one?
Okay. Yeah, for some reason the pendulum is saying to put out a red.
Okay.
Let me check that again.
Sure,
I'm
no
using
problem.
Therapy that's subtracting the... What percentage will that bring that up? I'm just asking the chart.
No problem.
Okay, so that'll bring it up to 80%. Right now you're down... You're only down to 30%. That's pretty low.
Okay.
So that will help to also attract the cat to your porch.
Okay.
As a red light.
Okay.
Don't ask me why, but that's what it says.
Anything that can be done, Adrian, I appreciate because,
I mean, there's times where I'll watch my mentor online and he'll go to that same chart and he'll ask people, he'll say, wear a blue shirt or wear a green shirt, and they'll be like, and then he'll check the pendulum and see if they'll do it, and then it'll say no, and then he'll say, okay, our session is done because it's all about free will. It's all about following through, and it's all about believing in your premonitions and sending out your prayers and having faith. I mean, it's all about that type of energy that is happening with you and your wife. Just, you know, putting that love out for your cat. I mean, that's a lot of love because most people would say, oh, they're not coming back. We'll just go and we'll go get another cat.
No, this is not even remotely the case. I mean, I've been generous to the people that are I'm sorry?
This is a test of faith.
Okay. I mean,
look at that guy. He wanted $2,000 for his dog. I mean, who's willing to pay $2,000?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there are dogs out there worth that much, but a lot of people are not willing to spend that much for their animals.
Right.
I mean, they don't even spend that much for their kids that are missing. I was telling my dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of love. I mean, you know, they say money can't buy your health, it can't buy your happiness. But if you have that much love for your animal and for your child, you know, that's a lot of love. So that says a lot to God, you know. So.
Absolutely. All right, I will get the red light bulb, Adrian, and I will check back with you in a couple of weeks, and I thank you for taking my call tonight.
You're very welcome, and God bless you, and I will keep you in my prayers. And what is your first name?
My name is John.
John, okay. So I'm going to keep you in my prayer circle. I'm writing everybody down. And I'm going to try to get people, as many people as I can, that I can remember. Okay. That's and what's your wife's first name?
Carrie. K-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. All right, I'll be sure to do that for you.
Okay, thank you. One more quick question, Adrian, and I ask this mostly out of curiosity. Was it an accident that she got out, or was she let out by our neighbor?
Let me check here in the pendulum.
Thank you.
Was this an accident? Was it the neighbor? It was an accident.
Okay. Thank you, Aiden. That gives me much comfort now to know that.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening, sir.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.